I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Oh, back in the game, baby. Let's go. Chris, net positive. We out here. Legos.
How do you feel, bro? I feel great, dude.
Mike LeSandrew. Sob, dude. You know how I was going to start the podcast?
How?
Because you know how we we always check the charts about how the podcast is doing?
Yes.
We started charting on a lot of different countries.
Interesting.
So we'll shout out a new country that we're charting in and then see what we know about them.
Nice. I like that.
First one, we are just on the Apple Podcast charts of comedy in Nigeria.
Ah.
What do we have to say to the people in Nigeria that support us?
Thank you. First and foremost, thank you.
Do you know where Nigeria is?
Yes.
Where?
Yes, it's in Africa.
Where?
Africa comes up like this, and I think it's on like
southern kind of bend. And I think it's huge.
Yeah, the only reason that I know what it is because the capital used to be Lagos.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's probably why they're fans.
Probably. That's probably what they're finding us by accident.
Well, I think in Nigeria, I do know that it's a very... It's huge.
Yeah.
And like some of the biggest churches on earth are in Nigeria.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I think Nigeria is a monster.
I went to a Nigerian wedding last summer.
Really?
And that was amazing.
In Nigeria?
I wish it was in Nigeria. No, they played a lot of Burna Boy, which is great.
Is he big over there?
Yep.
I went to one of those where the girl was from, I can't remember where she's from. African country, and they were switching between like Taylor Swift and then like that. It was like and then everybody walk off the dance floor like out, and then like the people that were like on her side would come out to the dance floor like,
yep. That was like us. We were half the DJ, half American, half Albanian.
DJ is in a tough spot.
Yeah.
DJ is in a tough spot.
Yeah, you need somebody who knows what is up.
Yeah. Shout out people of Nigeria. There's another couple
all of them.
There's a couple other countries that we're charting in. We'll do one a week.
I like that.
Put
a
that
lot.
In the thing.
So I like
we'll
talk, that.
And we'll quiz ourselves if we're charting in a country. We'll review that country.
I like that. We'll review it. How many stars does Nigeria get?
What's the capital of Nigeria?
I think it's Alexandria now.
Is it?
I think Lagos used to be it.
Oh yeah, capital. It used to be. Yeah, they switched it up.
I think. Yeah,
we'll get into it.
Oh, Abuja.
Abuja. Oh yeah, right on. It is right in the Central Africa on the left, on the east.
There you go.
No, on the west coast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Lagos until 1991.
Yeah.
And then I was born in 92. And so they swapped it out.
And they're like, they switched it. Yeah. We can't be a second rate to Alex Lagos.
He's got it now. He's going to carry the torch.
Baby. my special came out, what is the date? Yesterday.
Yeah, oh, dude.
Yeah, dude. Hot, hot special. Straight to YouTube, baby.
I can't wait to get it.
Nah,
man.
It's the best way
I'm
to
so
do
excited.
All the clips that have already been posted have gone well over any bigger than most specials that are released elsewhere.
Yeah.
Nah, it's fire.
You seem like you're going aggressive on this one in a good way. Like
it's good.
It seems like it's just you unhinged talking.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's every good podcast is that.
Yeah.
Me unhinged talking. Next weekend, let's see, not this weekend. We're off. We're promoting the special. We're going up to New York City. Then next weekend, June. Here's where we're going in June. Louisville, Washington, D.C., Salt Lake City, Colorado Springs, Sacramento, Fresno, Thousand Oaks, and Las Vegas. July, we go into San Diego, Anaheim, and Goshen, Indiana. And then we're going on tour in the fall. But I don't think you're listening to this, making tour plans for September.
Unless you're trying to put something on the calendar.
Unless you're trying to put something on the calendar with that dopamine ROI.
And then you will be
then
looking
will
ahead
be.
To the
yeah.
fall.
Yeah, we got like 45 dates in the fall or something. Like, come out and see us, baby. This week's episode sponsored by Manscaped.
You know them. You
oh,
love them.
Yeah, dude. Just got back from the beach. I went out day one. I didn't have time to manscape.
Yeah.
Day one on the beach, I went out there and I was like, I forgot. I didn't.
Mm.
And then I went back in.
Took care of yourself.
Took care of myself.
Nice,
came back out, felt better.
Nice. Yeah. It really is.
It's a vulnerable position to be shirtless as a man.
Sure.
It's a vulnerable position.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I said Netscape.
That's the second time that you've gone to Netscape.
Oh, that's the
a
old.
A few weeks ago, you said Netscape too. The old browser. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I still have it on my. Yeah, it's the only one I'm allowed to use. That'd be hilarious. Say you look for me on Juno. Net positive support brought to you by Manscaped, baby, the best in men's below the waist grooming, the whole body, really. Their products are precision engineered. To take care of you. That's not in the, that's why I read it myself instead of having a, what's it called? AI.
And
John Christ AI reading the ads.
Doing ad reads?
That's how you know this is real.
Yeah.
Oh, the performance package 4.0. I couldn't bring everything in my bag on the road. I just had
the lawnmower?
The gunner. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The gunner. Yeah, it's not called the gunner. Took care of me, bro, top to bottom. It's unbelievable. It's waterproof, as I learned last week.
Yep.
It also has a light on it.
Yep.
Get yourself taken care of. Father's Day coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it.
Yeah, dude. This is like Super Bowl.
What's the worst Father's Day gift? A tie?
The worst?
Yeah, tie.
Yeah, it's a tie.
A tie. And then, listen, and I play a lot of golf. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Every time I go play golf somewhere, I go into the pro shop and buy stuff. Mm-hmm. If there was something cool golf related that existed, I would own it.
Yeah.
And if your man plays golf, he has it.
Yeah.
I promise you he has it.
Yeah.
This is what he did not have. And this is going to benefit you. Ladies, if you're looking for a gift for your man for Father's Day, well, you got to have a kid with him first, I think.
Future fathers.
Yeah, future Father's Day or his birthday.
Yeah.
Get 20% off, baby. Free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at Manscaped. .com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code NETPOSITIVE. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job.
I like
with
that.
Manscaped.
That applies to even more than just manscaping.
It is. Manscaped been around with us for a while.
Yeah.
And we like them.
Oh, geez.
And we use them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Let's go. Big week.
I'm in a giddy mood, man.
I know. Well, all right.
I'm in a giddy mood.
All right. We both feel the same way.
Yeah.
Because I think, all right, well, I wanted to ask you about this, but I have the same thoughts, I think, because we both have returned from the state of Colorado.
Yes.
And I was in, where was I at? Fort Collins.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were out there too. And I was like, hey, dude, I saw in your Instagram story that you were out there. Mm-hmm. And then you just unloaded mm-hmm. on the city of Denver.
Yeah.
And I was like, what did Denver do to you, bro?
Yeah. And I got to be honest too, like, I'm not sorry.
And I haven't seen, and you're not critical of anything.
Typically, I try to put things in a good light and be optimistic about them.
What happened? Dude?
Denver sucks. Dude.
It does?
It sucks.
It's not a good city.
No. There's, here's the
and I've
only.
I've lived there for 3 years.
Right. Well, that's why when I texted you, I was like, bro, I get why you left. Like, I totally get it now. There's nothing there. The city is.
There's nothing.
I went to go watch Lakers Nuggets.
Yeah, yeah.
So I flew in for the game, Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
It should be a bustling weekend in the city.
Oh, good point. If you come to a Titans game,
yeah,
it's happening.
Yeah. And that's not even a playoffs game.
And we're much smaller. Nashville's much smaller than Denver.
I think land-wise, not people-wise. I think we do have a bit more people.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But there's no one there. The entire city's dead.
Really?
Me and Mike were there together. We're trying to walk around and like grab lunch day of the game. It's Thursday. We flew in Thursday.
You're downtown?
No, it's 3 p.m.
Okay.
People are done serving lunch and they're not serving dinner. And so the only stuff we could get was like bar food. Like people would be like, oh yeah, we can get you like tots.
Really?
I was like, dude, I'm an adult. I can't just have tots at 3 p.m.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
I haven't eaten down here. Yeah.
So couldn't find anything. Empty. There's no one in the city.
Yeah.
The people that are there are homeless. Yeah. And it smells terrible. The entire city smells like feces. Not a joke. And
then, the homeless situation is not good there.
But then after dark, the entire city smells like weed. So it switches a little bit
from urine to weed.
Right.
Okay, that's
right.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
The only redeeming qualities about Denver are the mountains.
It looks cool over there.
Which, by the way, 45 minutes outside of the city.
Yeah, you can't look at them. Yeah, you can't go see them. Yeah, you can't really interact with them unless, I mean, if you go to like Red Rocks, you're in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but also, and you went for a purpose.
Yeah.
And it was like, but outside of that, if you're going for a weekend, like a bachelor trip.
Dude, I'm not going back unless I'm getting paid. Like, there's no way, dude. That's my second time there too. It's not like it was a one and done. I've been there twice now. So I gave it a shot.
Yeah. Nah. Well, that's what we went to. I went to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
When your parents were there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where your parents are?
Yep.
Yeah, I went to, and I go, dude, this city is awesome.
Yeah.
and it was clean and it was nice. And it was, and again, we're not being like, we're entitled white men and we don't want dirt. We're not saying that. Mm-hmm. We'll go. Yeah. But it was like, is it welcoming? Can you get the stuff you want? Can you go out in the downtown? Can you get an Uber?
Yep.
Is there stuff to do? Is it fun? And yep. you go, no.
There's Denver, nothing. There's nothing. No. And on top of that, everyone there is super, super not good looking. Everyone.
Dang.
Everyone, bro. Dude.
Well, everyone. That's hilarious. There are like a lot of women with armpit hair, and you're like, what? We don't.
There were some. Well, there were some, but I don't want to single them out.
Yeah.
Everybody all right.
so,
sucked.
All right. If you can do. It, all right. If you're New York City, mm-hmm. I think this is what you're saying. If you're New York City or LA,
yeah.
they have these unbelievable like qualities that's like, I don't want to compare it to like a girl that's like a 10. So you'll kind of like deal with mm-hmm. like one of her friends in her friend group is like super annoying, but not even, looks
she's just a little high maintenance.
Yeah. You go, all right. Or this girl is the woman of your dreams. And she's like, this girl's incredible, mm-hmm. but there's whatever unredeeming quality it is. So LA is like, this is a nightmare and it doesn't have, but the weather.
Yes.
In New York.
So you'll overlook. You'll overlook the 4 hours in traffic that you
saying.
Need to spend. Yes.
So New
yes.
York is like, dude, Times Square and like all the things you can do in New York, mm-hmm. Broadway and the Statue of Liberty and the getting around is easy. And so that's an experience.
Yep.
So you're willing to overlook kind of maybe the traffic or maybe the messiness to go to New York City
yeah.
is still. So what you're saying about Denver mm-hmm. has all the drawbacks, but you're not. A 10.
If we were making like a pros and cons T chart,
yeah,
it's very heavily weighted cons.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
There's cons about every city.
Yes.
But this one doesn't.
There's no pros.
You're not allowed to be.
That's the issue.
You're not allowed to be out here on Instagram.
A lot of downside. Like, no upside. None.
Yeah, no upside.
Also, air quality warning.
Also tough.
For no reason.
Oh, yeah, because of the
just
fire.
Just a 188. And by the way, I don't know what that scale even is, but 188 sounds high.
Yeah.
And it was in a little red range on the spectrum.
Not good.
So I know it's bad for me. And like, I'm driving around. I'm like, what
are we doing?
Why can't I see more than a quarter mile in front of me?
Is it because of smoke?
I don't know, but it was bad for me.
Yeah.
So I left.
Oh, also, the only thing as far away as the mountains is the airport.
Yeah, dude. It's 45 minutes.
That's a perfect example. Like, in you planning the city, you're like, oh, we got to put it out here
because
this place is going to be the destination.
Mike had never been, and I was like, I'm gonna rent this car because are going to be 45 minutes from downtown. He was like, oh, okay. And I was like, no, you don't understand. If I drove you to this airport, you would think I was taking you somewhere to kill you. It is in the middle of nowhere.
We're still going out here?
And the airport's
middle
bad.
Of nowhere.
Airport's terrible.
Is it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Airport's terrible.
It's terrible.
Oh, the TSA is not good because they got the two sides.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, so you got the note. So you got four. That's the cities. We're not in a row.
The only thing they got is the Nuggets right
but
now.
But listen, they got four. The we don't even. The teams with four franchises, mm-hmm. baseball, basketball, football, and hockey, are less than 20 mm-hmm. cities in America.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, we don't have all of them. We don't have basketball and we don't have baseball.
Right.
They have all four.
Yep.
And that is not they support the Broncos.
Yeah.
They love the Broncos out there, but you don't, that's not a, what you're saying is they're out kicking their coverage city-wise.
Yeah.
They don't get four.
No.
But I think what it is geographically, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Like there's no, like 12 hours east is Kansas.
Yeah.
And then like 16 hours west is the coast.
So they got to pack everything in there.
So there's nothing. And you Albuquerque, nothing.
Right.
Wyoming, Montana, nothing.
Right.
So it's like maybe they, and like it's a united hub because people flying across the country. But there's really, I never heard it verbalized.
At the end of the day, it's like if you say that you like Denver and think it's a nice place, you're lying to yourself and to us. That's what it comes down to.
Dude, Alex is
also
taking
shots.
How did
you live there with the altitude? I had a headache from the moment I touched down to the moment I left.
Well, I didn't really.
It was terrible.
I think I just was like acclimated to it.
Okay.
Because everybody's like, drink a lot of water. And like,
I was only there for 2 days, so I probably didn't have time to acclimate.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was, headache the entire time.
Dang, Alex hates
bad
Denver,
trip.
Dude. Denver,
bad trip, bad city.
Hey, listen, if you're from Denver,
review.
If you're Denver, email us.
Yeah.
We'll be willing to listen.
That is, I'll say, I can be convinced of otherwise if somebody can show me.
Yeah.
But right now, the only things good in Denver are, this, I will give them the sports franchises. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
And they have Snooze AM Eatery there.
The Snooze. Oh, great. Yeah. Well, the downtown, the 16th Street is the Walking Dead down there.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Couldn't get out of the car without being asked for change.
Yeah. And again, we always have to preface this. We support homelessness and
we support homelessness. That's the stance that we're taking on the show.
Andrew's like, what? We're not like, get your life together. Like,
no, I understand.
But there it has to be, if you want to attract people to your city, something needs to be done about that.
Move them.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Put them somewhere else.
And also, let me say this. I've been to Portland and I've been to Philadelphia and I've been to cities that are a disaster. Mm-hmm. And I've been to Austin like mid-COVID, I would say, early, like 2020, and it was disaster. And I also went a year ago and it was amazing.
Okay.
In essence, they go, hey, we can't, like, we got to do something about, nobody's going to come to, everybody's going to come with this review.
Yeah.
If you go to Austin for a bachelorette trip or a wedding and you go, it was a disaster.
So you're saying I shouldn't write them off completely.
No.
I gotta give them some time to get their act together.
But all the, all the stores are like leaving Portland.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, yeah, we're good. And they're leaving San Francisco too.
Wow.
Like Walmart is like, they're like, we're leaving.
Wow.
They're closing. Cause
that's
like
what kills a city.
Really? He's like, hey, y'all can, I understand these like rules that you want to have like no rules for the homeless people and no like you can't pee on the street.
Right.
You'll get arrested.
Right.
They can.
Yeah.
So if you want to allow like different people to have different rules, then I hear you. We are going to go to Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's how that works. Anyway, see you in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
I just got back. I was in Fort Collins.
How was that?
And Grand Junction.
Better than Denver?
Let's see. We flew into Denver and then we took an Uber like 2 hours.
Yikes, dude.
You never know when the Uber, because I go, hey, do you want to do this or should I cancel? It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I go, I'll tip you, but we gotta hike.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that, if you're an Uber driver, like if you're jumping on for like an hour to like make some extra money for the weekend, you're like, hey, this is like a, cause I saw I got the ride and he's like, he's going to be there in 6 minutes. I go, hey, we're going to Fort Collins.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to do this?
He thought he was going to get a quick drive in before dinner.
And yeah, and then he's going to go back to straw. Yeah, his kid's like waiting at soccer practice. Yeah. He's like, I got to take some comedian up to his show.
What's the longest Uber you've ever taken?
I took one from one side of Florida to the other side.
Dang.
From Fort Myers.
Was that 3 hours?
It was three or two and a half.
Wow.
But we had to like, I put on my headphones.
Okay.
But he, for the sake of both of us.
Sure.
He doesn't want to do that.
That was what I was going to ask. I think the longest Uber ride I've taken is like 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So I've never done it in crazy long, but like, do you get close with the person?
No. About halfway through, this was during COVID, about halfway through, he put on his mask, which I was a little offended by. I was like, wait, what?
What a weird choice.
Halfway through, he goes, puts on his mask. I go, wait, what did I do? Cough or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Dude, we didn't even tease this episode correctly.
Yeah.
Should we?
I mean, it's why I'm giddy.
Yeah. We have an unbelievable special guest.
Do we want to say who do we want to leave it there? We'll leave it there.
But I didn't want to just say, oh, by the way, we have a guest.
Yeah.
I should have said that at the beginning.
That's okay.
An unbelievable special guest. So we got to go through the, we got a couple news articles to get to.
Yep.
Hit some emails and then we'll get to the special, very special, never before made an appearance.
Wait, what did you just say?
Very special guest never has made.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Guest, yeah.
Has never made an appearance.
Ever.
Never made a media appearance.
Exclusive right here on Net Positive.
We got it.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
I can't wait. Dude.
Tell all.
I'm so excited.
Tell some.
Wait, yeah. So how was the road?
It was all right. Yeah, we did we were up in Grand Junction and then Fort Collins. Two very different cities.
Different how?
Well, Fort Collins is very left and then Grand Junction is very right.
Those are different
cities.
That's
it. That's about it. Yeah. And everybody always asks me at the meet and greet, they come through like, do you like switch it up for different cities? I go,
switch what up? The act?
The switch up my content.
Yep.
I go, sometimes. But I want to be like, I think the comedian is always like the proverbial like pot stirrer.
Mm.
Like he wants to stir it up. So like I went to like Liberty University one time.
Yeah.
And their president had been in trouble for all kind of like wild stuff. He's like in the news. So
we talked about that on the show.
Yep. I was like, I got to say this. I got to make a joke about this. But if somebody asked me, my sister went to Liberty. Mm-hmm. If somebody on the street would ask me about Liberty, I'd be like, I love it.
Yeah.
It's a great city.
Yeah.
And I felt like a little bit of that in Grand Junction, that it was all Republican, like very Republican. Like, let's, like, if we get enough people in here, like, let's start a rally.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
Like, what were some of the indicators that made you feel that way?
Well, I kind of, so Derek and Caleb go up before me, yep. and they have like a couple like tosses mm-hmm. to just
temp
like,
check.
So yeah, Derek or Caleb has a joke about dating or like some girl that he dated a lot of guys, and she said like something like, that's like 30 trillion billion. That's like a Joe Biden number.
Nice.
And the reaction that joke gets tells me a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, everybody like chuckles. That's funny. Versus like, yeah, it's like, whoa. Yeah. We're not. And any comic is like, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like, it's like razzing the power.
Yeah.
People in power. And you would kind of razz Donald Trump or you'd. So then Derek does this joke about the sunsets, about how the sun comes up every morning. And it was like, the sunset's the last time it's ever going to happen. Like, people treat the sunset like, and then he's like, hey, I promise you the sun, I can't do the joke. The sun is going to come up tomorrow. And then the guy puts down his Bud Light and goes, you promise? And it's a very like, it's just a reference to current events
yeah.
of like the Bud Light and everything that they've gone. And it making the guy sound like weak.
Yep.
It's making the guy like an effeminate man.
Sure.
That's the joke.
Yep.
And this place.
They liked it a little too much.
The roof came off. And it was like, yo, like we're not really here for that.
Yeah.
We're not, I would consider myself for the most part conservative.
Uh-huh.
And you guys know that if you sent me to like all church, if I was only doing churches, I mean, that's how it started. And I was kind of roasting a church from within. I go, I love this place. I think the local church is the only hope to save America in a lot of ways. But that being said, mm-hmm. y'all are nuts and we're crazy. And I'll make fun of the pastor. I make fun of the seats. I make fun of the guitar player. I make fun of the parking lot. But if somebody else at lunch is like, where were you? I was like, I'm at First Baptist, man. I love that place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It seemed like we want to like razz like the people in power.
Yeah.
Or like, and then everybody's like, yeah. And I was like, this makes me want to like, go left.
Right. Because you know, they were just too rabid.
They were just like, yeah. And I have jokes about like Joe Biden that I didn't tell. Because mm-hmm. I was like, that's not what we're here for. We're here to like kind of keep everybody honest.
Yeah.
Not like.
Like those are going to kill, but like also I don't need your vote. So I'm going to.
Yeah. There's. Yeah.
I'm going to skip out.
There's difference between like we make fun of a lot of comedians for like, there's a lot of clapter. Mm. Like if you laugh mm-hmm. and then cheer. That's if you are just cheering, that's not good. But it's better than silence. So a lot of comics that are like, we make fun of them for like, there's a lot of clapter in that show. It means like not as strong.
Nice.
They're just like, you know what? And I was raised by a single mother. Give it up for the single mothers. And everybody's like, what? And everybody's like, and it's just a miracle that we can be out here. This is a comic that's not good. Let me be comic that's not good.
Yep.
Great to be here, man. I love this city, man. Denver, Colorado. Give it up for yourselves for coming out. Yeah. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's just amazing that with like just the freedoms that we have in this company, this country, and the troops that are abroad, so we can even be able to do this. Yeah. You're like, oh, we're not against that. We're obviously we pay our taxes. We're for the country, but what are we cheering for?
Yeah.
And then you go. And I believe that there was a lot of that going on during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like, and it's like this, yeah, but you're like, yeah, but we're not for it. It's not why we came here.
Make us laugh, though.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, no, sure.
Be funny.
What are these social causes? Yeah, but well, that's not why we're here. And then like, yeah, there's a lot of that. Yeah. And this is unbelievable.
And yeah, recycling. People yeah. are recycling. Give it up for recycling. Yeah, you're like, we love
and
recycling.
And listen, have a drink and then like, you know, and it's a shout out to, you know what? The essential workers that have enabled, you're like, what's going on? You're like, a lot of like, there's a lot of cheering.
We're just saying things we universally all are for. That's what we're doing here.
I could find you. Yeah, I could find you some like YouTube of like some comics that are just like.
I'm going to be watching for it now. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, great weekend. We're off the road this weekend, and then we're back on weekend after next. Nice. Let's get to the news.
Let's hit some news.
I'm hyped for this guest.
Yeah, dude.
Well, people see me sitting in this chair.
They do. See, alone. They know.
Yeah, they knew.
They know.
They know.
They can see it.
Oh, yeah. All right. We got a couple things in the news super quick. Michael Block. You want to get to this one first?
Yeah, hit it.
Michael Block is, okay, the PGA Championship was this past weekend. Like mm-hmm. one of the biggest tournaments outside of like the Masters. One of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
So apparently, I didn't know this. Every tournament has, not every tournament, but I think this big one gives 10 like local golf pros entry.
Okay.
And I don't know how they get decided and I don't know how it works, but he's a golf pro at like a, like every golf course has a pro,
mm-hmm.
like a local pro that is the guy that gives you lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, any, buddy's grandma or aunt or niece. Or, I don't know why all three of those were feminine. That was unnecessary, John. Or a cousin.
Depends on where you're going with
yeah,
it.
Go yeah. ahead. Anybody that's not good at golf. I'll say that. I feel uh-huh. like I'm good with saying that. If you're going to trash Denver, I feel like I'm coming out there. I'm saying it too.
Fair.
All right. Anybody that's not good at golf can call up here like, I want to learn how to putt. And the local pro will... It's $100.
Yep.
And he'll teach you how to swing a golf club.
Yep.
Just like in the Happy Gilmore. Okay, here we go. Right.
Yep.
And he's like, doesn't care, doesn't, is whatever.
Yeah.
So he gets an exemption to play in this. And he's just comes out swinging, which is like golfers can catch heat mm-hmm. like that. I played enough golf to sometimes you're like, dude, I'm dialed in.
Like you're just playing out of
it's
your mind.
It's the best feeling on earth. Yeah. It's the best feeling. You're just playing out of your zone. Mind. So this guy, and you would never hear about this guy.
Yeah.
Right? So they make the cut over the weekend. So half the guys are cut. You never hear about him. He never be on TV. You never make the leaderboard. Never nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a toss to the game. And it's like, it's good for the game.
Yep.
So this guy just catches absolute fire, is dominating. And they start interviewing him like after the first round. He's crying. He's like, this is unbelievable. This is the best thing that ever happened
wow.
to me. The second day after he finishes, he makes the cut. So he's going to be playing on Saturday and Sunday with everybody.
Yep.
And they go, you're playing with Rory McIlroy, wow. which is like,
wow.
It's similar to like going to open mic night and then like Jimmy Fallon's like agent is in the back because he was here on a bachelor trip. He went to open mic night and he's go, dude, you want to go on the Tonight Show? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's just this, and a lot of comics are holding that hope. Mm-hmm. A lot of anybody's holding that hope.
Yeah.
And this guy, and then he like he's like the perfect like man's man. So like he still goes to the bar on Saturday night, dabs it up with everybody. And then he finished like top 15, which means he qualifies for next year's
wow
PGA championship.
So he set himself up here.
And then he got a sponsor's exemption. So he's playing next weekend.
Wow.
So sponsors, if you're like AT&T, you can have 10 sponsor exemptions. You can put anybody in.
Wow.
So like Steph Curry could play
yep.
on a sponsor exemption just because that would be good for somebody that didn't qualify, but is a big name mm-hmm. can play.
Interesting.
And what I said was, dang, I texted man. My buddies, and this is an average. This
just
is
a guy.
This is every reality. This is everybody's dream.
Yeah.
But happened in real life.
Yeah.
And everybody can relate to that. And I said, unfortunately, what's going to happen here is every trash golfer, me included, goes, well, he's telling his wife, he goes, hey, this could be me.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a... Golf is the most... The popularity of golf is similar to the popularity of pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those... You can play it and you be like, I think I could be good.
Yeah.
Like anybody thinks they could be good at pickleball.
Yep.
Because it's very... It's like ping pong.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can play... Go on like a retreat for a weekend, play a little bit. You're like, I think I'm good.
Poker. I think poker is one of those.
Oh, good. It's an easy... There's no barrier to entry.
Right. Yeah. Anybody can play it.
Anybody
like,
can play it.
You play enough hands, you feel good about yourself. You're probably like, I could get on the World Series of Poker.
That's a good one. Where you're telling your girlfriend, you're like, oh no, I'm playing professional poker. And mm-hmm. she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you got a 5-year plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's that situation. Cause every golfer, if you played golf twice, like I was 15 yards off the green, chipped it in.
Nice.
Once. Mm-hmm. So when that happens to you, that's why the dopamine rush of golf is because you're like, I've done it.
Yeah.
I can't dunk a basketball. Mm-hmm. I can't throw a football 50 yards. I can. And so it's like, you can.
Yeah.
Not consistently or not ever.
Right.
But every once in a while.
But you can.
So you can.
Yeah.
And that's just like, every man watches that. Like, it goes, just like, how, it just goes, I thought it. I go, maybe if I, this guy, this, and he's also.
Get, just if I could get a sponsorship exemption.
It's and
just
it's also, get on the it's also tricky because of the athletic build of a golfer does not have to be, you don't have to be in great
You don't
shape.
Have to be Tiger.
Yeah, no, you can
yeah, you
be.
Don't, you don't
it
have
can
to
be and it helps.
Yeah.
And obviously for, if you want to do, play golf for a long time.
Yeah.
It, yeah. But you go, well, look, that guy did it.
Yeah.
And that's what Leanne was talking about in here. Remember she was talking about, she was talking about how like a lot of, when should you tell a comedian to like,
oh yeah,
you shouldn't do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder what's a perfect career, oh, the perfect career of like an ounce of hope, but they're, well, an actor.
Yeah.
Where you're like, hey, when, what are the jobs they go, hey, you shouldn't.
It's any of the ones who like, who rely on a big break.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah. Which is
comedy.
Comedy. Yep.
Actor.
I'll put myself at the top.
Yep. Musician.
Musician. Yeah, I guess anything that you go to school for is the opposite.
Right.
Where they're like, yeah.
Long road.
I go to school, I get this job. In 5 years, I get this job. In 6 years, I get this job. And then I get tenure, and then I get retired. This is...
Yep.
When you can go in obscurity, this guy, for years, just out here, they said he was making $125 for a lesson.
Yeah, I was just reading this article a little bit more. He says he revealed that he previously charged students $150 per hour during lessons.
Which is good.
He goes, yeah, I have a feeling my wife is going to make me charge more now. It's been great. I don't know. I kind of feel bad about charging more for a golf lesson. I'm pretty good with $150 an hour no matter what.
That's the guy.
What a guy, dude.
That's what I'm saying. That everybody's like, this guy. He's like, I'm just still the man. He said he's going to, he's like, instead of flying home to Dallas, he's got to fly to the next tournament because they got a sponsor's exemption on Sunday. And he's like, well, I got to do a payroll.
Dude. Hey.
This is our guy.
You don't anymore.
You don't. You don't. How is it? How around his, how is he different when he goes home?
Oh.
First of all, no more cutting the grass at home.
No.
That's done.
Done.
That's immediately done.
Yeah.
No more.
He gets his own personal grounds crew at home.
I was going to say, you don't have to go take your kids to stuff anymore, but I think now you do, and mm-hmm. you're on the sidelines.
Tiger.
Yeah.
Pump.
Oh, yeah, dude. You go out to your kid's baseball game now? Yeah.
He's at dance recitals.
Oh, it's game
he's
over,
at everything
dude.
Now,
it is he's like, yeah, you go out, because everybody in this guy's neighborhood, community, HOA, bar, local bar, church, everybody knows what this guy's done.
Yeah. And is he from Rochester, New York, where they're playing?
No, he's from Texas.
Oh.
Yeah. I think so. Because he said he was flying back home. Maybe I get to get that wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's gonna fly back to Texas. Yeah, he's from Texas somewhere, I think. Because New York is where the tournament was.
Here he is.
Yeah. California.
Mission Viejo, California.
Okay,
California.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was going to say Rochester is another bad
Arroyo,
city.
Dang, dude. Arroyo Chubaco. I wonder if that's a good club. Mission Viejo. But yeah, just out there in the suburbs.
That's
Mission
crazy.
Viejo. And I would say in the golf community, like we've had guys from our that go play tournaments. And that's not a notable thing to really go play, because there's 100+ golfers in the you would never be on TV. You could play a tournament in obscurity.
Got it.
So for people to know. I mean, maybe like the people that work there would know he's going to play the PGA Championship.
So like him actually playing this is not rare. His performance is what was
yes.
rare.
Okay. To come back and be like, wait, everybody was talking about him all day on
That's
TV.
So cool.
He's the king of
I think if he goes home, like he doesn't do dishes anymore.
No, dude.
That doesn't
Parking
happen.
Tickets? No, dude. Nope. He rips them up. He burns them in the cop's face.
Key to the city. Burns them in the cop's face.
Hey, that's too far. Yeah. Maybe not that. He still got to jail for that. No, hey, no lessons.
No.
He had lessons scheduled probably for Monday.
Oh, definitely. Canceled. Yeah.
He doesn't have to cancel them. He just, I don't work
there anymore. Don't even show up.
I don't even work there anymore.
Yeah.
Do you go back to the club? Do you go back to the place?
Yeah, dude.
You got to go back.
Yeah.
He goes back.
I think you go back just to look at all the people who didn't listen to you when you had their lessons.
Yeah.
Look at them like.
Remember when I told you to keep your shoulders down on that five iron?
Yeah.
What do you think?
You see me? You see my shoulders down when I was playing on TV?
That's I wonder if he gets a couple sponsorships.
Yeah, dude. I hope so. Good for him. Gosh, good for you, Michael
Block.
That's
the American dream, man.
That's amazing.
I love it. Big fans.
Looks like a great, nice guy.
We'll be watching him next weekend. Yeah, absolutely. I thought that was awesome.
That was fun.
This week's episode brought to you by AG1 by Athletic Greens. Body, got the body of a goddess. Remember that song?
No.
That's me. never mind. That's not a good song. That's not a good song for this episode. AG1 by Athletic Greens. Get yourself some. I got some. Alex got some. Yep. We take it every morning. AG1. It's been a part of millions of mornings since 2010. Every scoop, basically what it is, it's I got these travel packs. And you just put it into, 12 ounces of water?
Sure.
Stir it up. All the vitamins, 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients. The highest quality that gives me major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. Let me just say this. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. This is the first sponsor we've ever had. When you have a sponsor, they send you the stuff.
Right.
They send you all the stuff. Manscaped, they send you the clippers, the razor, this is the only that I have bought.
Nice.
I went back and bought it myself.
Awesome.
Cause I never know how many, and I didn't want to be like, hook us up. I bought it.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever bought. And now, granted, to be fair to the other sponsors, they didn't really need, it's not a renewable thing.
Right.
I have this.
This is a subscription service.
And if they weren't on the pod anymore, I'd still buy it.
Absolutely.
100%. Because I'm all on the road.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of access I got to food, especially healthy food. This is the one. Why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder in the water once a day? Be gassed up. I made that part up for myself.
Nice.
It's powerful because it's so easy to fit into your lifestyle. It's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute, besides do 1,000 push-ups. One scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. AG1 gives you increased energy, mood support, making it easier to live your best life. By Joel Osteen. Great. It's a great book.
If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and those five free travel packs that John was talking about with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/net positive. That's athleticgreens.com/net positive. Check it out.
I feel like I just go, like if I look, I'm thinking about like when I go to dinner, I'm thinking about what is my intake of the day? What have I put in myself?
Yep.
Have I got, all right, I got Taco Bell for lunch, Chick-fil-A for breakfast, and I had a donut. Like, all right, I gotta add some vegetables on here when I have the AG1.
Yes.
All right, well, I'm playing with house money.
Yes.
Not really. I'm not the healthiest guy, but I go, I got
You're already ahead.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I start my day with it every day.
You get yourself in there, baby. Let's go. And most of these are user submitted at this point.
Yeah. Keep
most
sending
of
them
the
in.
News is user submitted in the emails or in the DMs. Okay. So last week we talked about a church that had like a men's retreat that was just over the top.
Yeah, they
just
had tanks,
X10,
pyro,
the dudes, like guns. Like monster trucks going over cars.
Yeah,
80s hair metal music. Just
of course,
and I got this article sent to me a bunch. Mm-hmm. An Ozarks church leader, which is the same church, claims prayer regrew a woman's toes. Others aren't so sure. I got sent this article. It was like, oh, is that that church? And I want to mention the name. If you want to find it, you can obviously find it.
Yep.
It's like, is that that church? I go, I don't know. I have no idea what the church is. And then I got sent this a bunch. Read the first paragraph.
Okay. A Springfield area church. Do you want me to say the name or no?
No.
Okay. Springfield area church is claiming that prayer regrew a woman's amputated toes last week. During a live stream of that church's March 15th service, Pastor Blank explained that a creative miracle took place the day before at the campus.
Okay.
The woman involved has not returned requests for comments.
Yeah, you know what? You know what?
As of publication of this article, there are no photos or videos of the event taking place or the aftermath.
Yeah. I'll read one more.
The alleged toe regrowth
this is great.
Event has drawn considerable attention on social media you with many what? Expressing skepticism of the claims.
Yeah, okay.
A website urging anyone with proof to share it has popped up at showmethetoes.com.
Toes back to back.
Back to back toe week. Still on toe patrol.
I think, he maybe got sent this big for two reasons. Yeah.
Yeah. The website cites Luke 17:14, which is, and when Jesus saw the lepers, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
Okay.
Showmethetoes.com.
Let me just say, there's also a Jesus heals a man with blindness, and then he goes, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So they're, I get that.
Yeah.
I understand. There's two schools of thought there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I've thought this for a long time that like my thoughts on miracles are twofold.
Mm-hmm.
One, we don't need the miracle of like fixing a broken ankle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miracle that God gave someone a brain that they could think up, they could create a medication that could analyze your brain and give you certain things that could cure depression.
Mm-hmm.
That is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And a man's brain came up with that.
Yep.
A lot of things you don't. And also, some of these churches are so, if God did, it would be all over their social media. And he goes, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody like, no, we would not be equipped with the way our culture is currently to have someone raised from the dead.
No. Dude, what?
That's what I'm saying.
No
that,
way.
No. Yeah. It would be, and whether in the Bible there's like stories like that or the old time, and I do believe in good and evil, mm-hmm. and I believe in God and Satan or somebody working in other dimensions. I don't know. I'm not big on like, you get into like tarot cards and all that kind of stuff.
No, dude, no.
But do you believe in it?
I believe that I shouldn't mess with it because it might be real. Yeah,
I think that's what I was like. I think the power that I have is greater than that power, but right. I respect it.
Yeah.
And I do.
Yeah, I don't play with that.
Like in other countries, Nigeria,
uh-huh.
so other developing nations that there is that's.
Let me go to Louisiana.
Yeah.
Go to the bayou with all the voodoo stuff.
I don't think that's a joke.
No.
I don't think it's silly.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And I do believe in that they're in the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good way to put it?
Absolutely.
I believe in other things other than
things beyond our understanding.
Yes. And beyond science to explain. Yes. I do believe in that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
On the good side and the bad side.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if somebody went to church, even the fact that the pastor, like unconfirmed, was like somebody's toes grew back, you can't say that. You can't say.
No.
Everybody's gonna be like, wait, what? You like? I know how you just say it. Or you got more to read about it.
This is. They have a Facebook post here I'm on showmethetoes.com.
I don't want that in my history.
It's my laptop. You're good. I'm on a watch list. Not you. You're fine. This is 2 weeks in a row. I'm just googling about toes. But they have a Facebook post where they have basically like outlined a transcript of what happened.
Okay.
And what they're saying is,
what's a creative miracle, by the way?
Where are you seeing that?
He said God performed a creative miracle last night at our campus.
I would argue all miracles are creative.
Pretty creative. Yeah. That's pretty creative.
Yeah.
Oh, he said the girl's name was shot.
So she was shot 3 times in 2015 and was in a coma for 2 months.
By her husband.
Her injuries included the need to have 3 toes amputated.
Okay.
So then when the guest speaker asked if anybody needed a creative miracle.
Oh, that's I know who that pastor is.
She responded that she had three toes amputated. And one of the people on the prayer team told her that the Lord wanted to grow her toes back tonight.
Bro, what?
So
this is not in the 40s.
Right. Yeah. This is 2 weeks ago.
Yes, dude. What?
So the person on the prayer team began.
And also, I'm not a. I hope for this.
Oh, for sure.
I am skeptical.
Yes.
Very. Yeah. Obviously, I wouldn't bring this up, but right. I'm not anti this team.
No, this is great.
Or the possibility of, or if it did happen, I would be the first guy to want to believe.
100% believe in the power of prayer.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. I feel like everyone's like, John, we know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, got it. So the person on the prayer team began to command in the name of Jesus the toes to grow, bone to form, and blood to flow.
Bro, imagine being there.
Just being like, how many people you think are just looking at each other like, is she really doing this right now? She's really.
Like, you say, like, hey, we pray for, like, usually, like, we always. Me and my buddy would always joke about how Christians always get healed of like things that like you can't really measure. Like there's not a lot of healed of scoliosis.
Mm.
Like, all right. Or like.
You got an x-ray machine on site?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of like, oh, I feel better. Yeah, like a lot of that. A lot of that. Like healings that you like. That's what I'm saying. We want your toes to grow back.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah.
Is. I mean, if I was sitting there in the back, I don't know what I would
think. You think you'd leave?
No, of course not. That would go closer, obviously, dude.
So she anointed every area where the toes had been amputated.
Who did?
The person on the prayer team.
Okay.
And they could feel a pulse begin in those areas. The color of the skin began to change from gray to normal skin tone.
Who is saying this?
This is on their Facebook.
Okay. Oh, so they are somebody. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a documentation of what happened.
Yep. All right.
So all of a sudden she said,
how do you post this on Facebook?
All of a sudden she said, are you kidding me? And they saw the toes begin to grow. Several other prayer team members joined in to pray with her. Bone began to form where there was none before. As the ladies prayed over her for the next 30 minutes, all three toes grew and were even longer than her original pinky toe she already had. Then a nail began to form on her toe, and she got feeling back in all three toes. This morning, all three toes are normal size. The person who prayed is married to a medical doctor who today examined her toes. And we still don't have photos yet.
Let's say I was in... And there's a lot of people that are in need of a miracle like this.
Mm-hmm.
Lots.
Mm-hmm.
Whether physical or even emotionally or whatever, in need of a miracle. I would go. That's her name, right? That's her real name.
Who?
The person that got the toes.
This right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chrissy Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I would look up where this city is. I would find this woman's Facebook. How would I figure that out?
If she got new toes,
yeah, but you could without like talking to her, you're gonna hang around.
You just have, like, yeah, you'd have to turn on post notifications and just watch every time she puts.
No, you gotta go find. No, I'd find her in real life.
Oh, you go find her.
Oh yeah, dude, I find her in real life.
I mean, yeah, you probably just pull up to the church.
No, I gotta go find her on Facebook. Here's what I would do: find if I was like, because that's a lot of people in the Bible were like, I need to see this.
Oh yeah,
I need to. That's the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Peter or I don't know what James or whoever was like, I need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see it before I believe it. And, and that's what
Thomas.
That's what, by the way, everybody's, when you say that,
mm-hmm.
you go, you can't say that.
Yeah. You got to show me something.
If you say like, hey, somebody had stage 4 cancer and then they go in and they're like, there's chances are. But then they're clear,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Or like, there's a lot of that. Growing physical features back on your body is like Bible terms.
New bones.
New bones.
New skin.
Like, I mean.
Toenails.
That's such a not like nebulous, like maybe. That's like specific.
Do you think it's weird that they said all three toes grew and were even longer than her original pinky toe?
A little bit, yeah.
I want to see the toes are longer than the pinky toe.
Yeah.
It's the shortest one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying, it is the shortest
God
one.
God created toes the way he originated them. Yeah. Yeah, of course he did. Yeah.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go down there to this city. I'm going to get in the, I'm going to get a Hampton Inn for a week.
Yep.
Right. I'm going to look on this woman's.
You're going to lock the door and make sure nobody can get in after you fall asleep.
No. Yeah. First of all, call back. Yep. Then I'm going to, same related topic though. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to find out what kind of pattern this lady has, where she work at.
Right.
How she figure out. And then she's definitely, I don't know.
You know, wait till a sunny day when she's wearing flip flops.
She wouldn't though.
Mm. You don't think she want to show those things off?
Well, I don't think it happened. I don't know how else to say that, but I don't think it happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. This didn't happen.
Oh, I forgot. Wait, it's three times. Yeah. It's funny.
Show me the toes.
It's funny because like we have this on our live show called I Ain't Praying for That.
Yeah.
It's like one of the bits that some guy's like, hey, one of the bits on the special is coming out today. I got a, my buddy's like, dude, I got a drug test tomorrow. I'm trying to pass it. Can you pray?
Mm.
I go, no. What? No.
That's not what that's for.
No, that's not how the prayer, that's not, no. Like my buddy is like, dude, can you pray? Like I was like, I got drunk and fell off the bleachers and I got a broken leg. Like, can you pray? He's like, that's a consequence. Like, Chrissy Thompson was shot three times in 2015 by her husband and was in a coma for 2 months. Okay. We need to break down what God would say. Hey, we'll regrow those.
Mm.
So let's say they were at a homeless shelter in Denver helping feed people.
Uh-huh.
She got attacked. And the guy was holding her and he's going to kill her. And he's like, I have to try to shoot this guy. That's the only way to save my wife. That's honorable. God is like, all right, we got to regrow the toes back.
Okay.
If they're drunk after, what state is the church in? Missouri? If they're drunk after a Kansas City Chiefs game in the parking lot and they're in a fight and he shoot, I mean, I don't know what scenario. That's never discussed in the post.
Right.
About, wait, what? Why, how would you get shot three times by your husband?
Dude. I got to see it.
I
got to see it.
And that's what, that's been as long as in recorded human history, people are saying, I got to see it. But no one's making substantiated claims like that.
Yeah, this is, this story, my faith is not strong enough for this story, I guess.
No, mine that's isn't either. Mine is, and listen, I love Jesus, but I can't go there with you.
Yeah.
I want to.
Yeah.
I want to.
Show me the toes.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hmm. Sad news. Is this sad news?
Yeah, it's kind of sad news.
What happened?
The original Chick-fil-A location in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's been there for almost 56 years, and they just announced that they will be closing.
Dang. The original.
Yeah.
That's where they invented the chicken sandwich. I've been there.
They're just not getting enough foot traffic. It's at the Greenbrier Mall. They're just not getting enough.
Bro. I live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I grew up in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about the Greenbrier Mall. It's not good.
Is it like Denver?
It's
the Denver
close.
Of malls?
It's close. Well, like first you said, let me just say, in 2023, if it's in a mall, foot traffic is not. Yeah, foot traffic has not been good for years.
Yeah.
For years. There's nothing good has been happening in a mall for years. Also, you're in a mall and everything is open. Have you ever been in a mall on Sunday and the Chick-fil-A is closed?
Oh,
they just got that gate in front. Oh, they do it at the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the airport a lot where the Chick-fil-A, no, just dark in there.
That's sad.
The devil's workshop.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't know that it said Greenbrier Mall. If you live in Atlanta, no, you don't need any other explanation.
This isn't a surprise.
In fact, the Greenbrier Mall is not open. The guy has to open the mall to open the Chick-fil-A. It's not really, but yeah, it's there's so many. Look up crime Greenbrier Mall. Just put that in. We'll see what it turns up with. Then this is why Chick-fil-A was the only beacon of hope in that area.
Literally pulled it up in every article. Exactly. Shots fired, shooting inside.
Yeah.
At least one shot.
Yeah. Great.
Security guard in custody after shooting inside. Security guard. Sheesh, dude. Security guard arrested.
Oh, it's a game over. Yeah, for Green Bar Mall.
Yeah, no bueno.
No, you're not going in there. Yeah, the only thing left there is a Burlington, probably. That's it. Hey! Burlington Coat Factory is hanging on for dear life. Hanging on for dear life. But we don't have time to waste, dude. We don't have time to waste today.
No, we don't.
We got to get to the guest.
Yeah.
But let's hit some emails real quick.
Okay.
Hit some emails real quick. Go to the... Wait, I have one. It's not an email, but it's a text.
Okay.
From... We talked about the tow situation.
Yes.
Last week.
Yep.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
With
the hotel manager.
The hotel manager guy, which is a traumatizing story.
Yeah. For those who didn't hear it, he snuck into a man's hotel room while he was asleep, and the man awoke to this hotel manager sucking on his toes.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
And we were trying to break down, how does he get in there? How does he stay quiet? Or right. Is toes tucked or untucked?
Right.
We dissected for far too long, that whole story. I got a text from my mother.
Okay.
Probably, it was Wednesday at 10:28. When does the episode release?
Wednesday at like 5 a.m.
Okay, so she, yeah, all right, so she's on it.
She caught it early.
And no, like, hey, John, like, how you doing?
Just
like,
right to it.
Yeah, no. Well, she's going to listen to this. She's going to think this is funny, though. Just right to it.
Yep.
You mentioned that when the guy.
She really just got right to it.
But I've also talked to her on Saturday, so I've talked to her often. You mentioned that when the guy checked in, okay, I'm like, what is it? What, I have no idea what this
right,
is
yeah,
about.
No context, Mom.
You, no, hey, speaking of, I was listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, just super quick, none of that. You never mentioned that when the guy checked in or came through the lobby that he might have been drunk.
Oh, how did we not see that?
Bro. And could have passed out in the room and less likely to wake up in the incident, hence a great target.
Oh,
so gross, though.
Extremely.
Bro, why?
Thanks, Mom.
That's very...
How did we miss that?
And my mother doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Does she
manage hotels?
No, she doesn't manage hotels either.
How did we not see it?
Yeah, that's the only way that could have happened. That's the only way that could exist. You could get it when you're passed out.
Yeah.
So if you're the guy...
Yep.
That guy stumbles in.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And he's like, ah.
Had a few.
Yeah. And they might have had some kind of exchange. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. But he's like, oh, this guy, like, and go, and he knows exactly what room he sent him to.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to literally pass. Or he might have already been checked in, walked past. There's got to be some kind of clue.
Kind of staggering. You can kind of tell. Maybe he's wobbly walking in.
I don't think you're picking, like, because I go, how did he pick that guy?
Right.
He didn't go to every hotel room. I doubt. And I don't think if that's your goal, if your goal is to put your mouth on someone, I don't think you're looking at their face or physique as attraction.
Right.
I don't think so.
I am still most curious about the man's footwear when he walked in. It had to be something open-toed. He had to.
Think so?
Because I think going in blind, not knowing the toes you're going for,
yeah,
that sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, because you could take a sock off and your husband shot three of them off.
Right.
You don't know, dude.
You
don't know.
It's shorter than the pinky. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do then?
What if he gets all the way in there? He's down on his knees. The guy's, he pulls the guy's sock off and he's like, oh. Like, I don't think, he's like, oh, these are gross toes. I think you're way beyond that.
You're not being picky once you get to the table.
I think you got all the way there. I don't think you're like, oh, wait, never mind. The pinky is longer than the middle toe. I'm out.
Picked the wrong room again.
Great. I'm sure, have you ever like listened to a podcast like that and you go, dude, it's a lot of murder mysteries like that. And you go, I want to always pause it. I go, I know exactly what's happening here.
Yes.
I bet that's what my mom was going through.
Yeah. And that's when she texted you. And she's like, you said.
Hey. Well, I like those murder mystery podcasts when you watch a lot of it on Netflix and you kind of figure it out before the person you're watching it with. You go, oh, I got it.
Yep.
I got it. Yeah. I don't know why we couldn't come to that one.
Yeah, dude. Wow.
Great email.
What an update.
Great text.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second one from.
Emails.
Okay. Hold on. This, I told you, Alex is reading this blind.
Yeah.
Hold on. Don't look at it.
Okay.
Okay. I starred this in the email.
Mm-hmm.
I think last week we were talking about getting saved by scare tactics. We got saved because we were scared to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had these things called mine was called, in my community, it's called a judgment house. It's the alternative to a haunted house. So I remember going to, a lot of people got saved at these.
Okay.
So you would go in, it was like in the church, and it was like in the nursery or the wing. And then you go through. So there was like a, it was usually a scene. And a lot of people are going to relate to this because I think I've talked about this before.
Okay.
Not on this podcast.
Not with me. I've never heard of this.
Not in this podcast, but in my, I've made a joke about it. Mm-hmm. It was called, so in the scene I was at, somebody would get drunk and then get in a car wreck.
Pretend this is the scene.
In, it's saying? Like, yeah, but it's like the scenes are acted out in the church that you go into every a room and it's like a new scene.
Okay.
So the first room is like, let's say the first room is like the family going to church and the kid like, I don't believe this. I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. Right. And then the next scene is like they're at a party mm-hmm. and everybody's kind of drunk and they're like kind of drinking. They're like kind of they're like somebody's like smoking a fake cigarette and there's like these are obviously bad.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, there's like a Christian person is like, hey, you shouldn't be here. I have a better plan for your life. And they're like, screw this. I'm not. And then there's like a, it's like a haunted house.
Sure.
And you go through each scene. And that, I mean, we could pull up some that are wild.
Yeah.
I got to stop using the word wild because I feel like I use it all the time.
I think it's an effective word. I like that.
Yeah, it was wild. It was anyway. Wild.
This also is wild.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the next scene is two wrecked cars and like police lights and the person's like laying out there. And then they go to the funeral and it's like, he was a good man. I don't know if he accepted Jesus or not. And then the next scene is hell. Like you go to it. You never heard of this?
Bro, what?
We could pull up some videos of some after we read this email. But it's like dark and there's like a lot of, this is embarrassing to say. So there's a lot, there was First Baptist Lilburn is where we would go to it. And it was dark and the heat was turned up like to max, to like the max. It was very hot in there. And it was, there was like a lot of echoey, like screaming on like a, like, please, like it's so hot in here. It's like, I'm in pain or what. And then you would sign, this is terrible, dude. You would sign your name when you went in and then they would yell out, John, why didn't you save me? Why didn't you tell me about Jesus? Like they, I remember this specifically.
What?
I know. We'll look up a Judgment House. There's tons of them, dude. Before you read this email, because this email is the most. This is like the trifecta of all. Look up Judgment Houses. Yeah, there's one. They look up on YouTube. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, they're perfect. They're perfect,
dude. What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a heaven. So after the hell scene, then there's usually two people, and they have two different, and one of them goes to heaven.
I have a lot of thoughts here.
Yeah. All right. Go to like a YouTube video of like a Judgment House. These are very, people listening to this, if you don't know what it is, if you know what it is, you're going to be like, I can't believe they're just, it's kind of like the powerlifters. It's similar to that.
So I had dinner with my neighbors last night and they told me about, like they called it a hell house.
Hell house.
They told me about this and I didn't believe what it was, but now here it is again.
Look up Capernaum Village or something like that. Cause there's one that's like in like Albany, Georgia, that is like, yeah, go to the final scene. Yeah, let me read this. Oh, no, that's not it.
This isn't it.
Yeah, go to that third one. Keep going. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's right. So they're all the different, so that was one of the scenes. Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a scene. It's like in church. It's like a play.
Okay.
And these people are locked up. Right. Yeah, this is all it. Yeah, it's kind of silly looking. Go to the next one. Yeah, perfect example. There's like that's Jesus.
That's probably Heaven's Gates, yeah.
Yeah, and they don't see his name in there.
Right.
And they send him to hell.
They're like, you're not on the list, bro?
Yeah. That's a wild photo, right? That's a wild video right there. Yeah, and then there's hell. And then they're like kind of like tormented and they're like hitting him and stuff like that. Yeah.
Dude, this is actually really intense.
Yeah, it's very intense. It's very, yeah, and there's heaven, which I my joke in my show is like, the heaven like just seems kind of boring. Like it seems kind of not very chill. Like you're going to spend eternity. Yeah, that's heaven. Yeah.
I guess, why is this okay and Halloween's not?
Well, that's like a Halloween alternative. So at the end of it, is like they ask you if you want to get saved. Because you're like, you don't want to end it because you're scared. All right. All this being said, we got the context. Read this email.
Okay.
Because we kind of referenced this, or we must have. I don't know how I got this email. Just read it.
Here it is. Hey, guys. I had to respond to when parents use scare tactics when getting you to, quote, behave.
Yep.
I went to a judgment house in eighth grade.
Yep.
The storyline was a high school girl went to a party.
Okay. Ours was similar to this.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going. The one I've explained to you is pretty common.
High school girl went to a party, got drunk, had sex, got pregnant, and went to an abortion clinic. While she was at the abortion clinic, it was bombed and she died.
Hold on. I don't mean to laugh. I don't mean to like that. That is like the every.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, laugh.
Okay, yeah, I want to. That's every possible. I read that email. I was like, Alex has got. Wait, I got
you
it.
You could write the script however you want.
Read it again.
The storyline was a high school girl.
Yeah.
Went to a party.
Right.
Got drunk.
Okay.
Had sex.
Right.
Got pregnant.
Right.
And went to get an abortion at the clinic. While she was at the clinic, it was bombed and she died.
Oh my. That's the greatest email we've ever received.
The next scene was hell.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
I mean, way to hit it all at once. This is what she says. How many scripts did you go through before you finally got every teenage sin in one story?
Yeah, all the scariest things.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, ours was usually somebody got drunk.
Yeah.
And a lot in the 90s, that was in the South. That was the scariest thing.
I think it was prom weekend. They would the mock car accident things.
Oh, yeah. Out in front of the school.
Yeah.
In front of the school.
Yeah.
And have two cars wrecked.
Yep.
Yeah. And just to kind of
don't drink tonight.
It's kind of scary a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a fear tactic.
Yeah.
Because you go, what? But So I remember going to one where they got drunk, and then it's usually a car wreck because that's an easy thing to show.
Yeah.
You just go to the junkyard, get two cars, put them against each other that are already wrecked.
Right.
And then it costs $300 to buy them, tow them over there. Get them in the church. Maybe you go outside. One of them was a plane wreck one time.
Whoa.
But it was like an awning of like a, it was like an awning of a deck. And then they just painted it like a plane. It was like this. Because every year it had to be different. Just like a haunted house. They got to step it up.
They got to one up it.
Yo, you got a plane in here, bro? What? All right. So then it was, then you go to heaven, then you go to hell.
Yeah.
That one, you read it one more time, dude.
A high school girl.
Of course.
Went to a party. Got drunk, had sex, got pregnant, and went to get an abortion. While she was at the clinic, it was bombed, and she died.
Gosh.
What happened to the guy she had sex with?
Yeah, what happened to him? He's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's like, what up, dude? Yeah, he's chill. Yeah. Only thing worse is that, like, on the way, they got, like, stuck at, like, the Democratic National Convention or so.
On the way, they voted for Biden.
Yeah. And then he found out people at the party were Democrats. Yeah. All the scariest thing. That's like all right, how are we going to get these kids to behave in our community? All right. Go getting drunk. There's no knowledge at this time of like fentanyl or like, no one has any direct contact with that.
No.
At least in the South, in the communities I grew up in.
Yeah.
No one knows what that is. People know about people having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, going to an abortion clinic and then having it, I wonder who bombed it.
Right.
Like, is it just a... dog, what?
What, dude?
Bro, what? I would love to know over that. Yeah.
I want to know how they told the story. Like, how did they show that it got bombed?
Great point.
Like, were they just like, and then it was bombed.
And then it was, where people were like, well.
Or was there a mock explosion?
Could there have been?
Right.
But then you're like, if you're in the room next to him, you're like, oh, I think the explosion's next. Like, you could hear. Because I know how it goes is that you do it, and then you got to, just like a amusement park, you got to add what's new this year.
Right.
So I think, the girl got drunk, went to heaven. Not this year. Okay, now she gets drunk and pregnant.
I want to know what the...
there's tons of them, dude.
I want to know what the success rate is.
I'm going to write down a good one.
On the people who find Christ at these things.
Oh, great point.
Like, I want to know how successful those conversions
go down
are.
A judgment
if people
house.
Are sticking around.
Are they still in the faith?
Yeah.
Being scared, getting...
Do you get scared into it?
Scared into yeah.
From a scenario that will never happen?
I don't think that scenario has ever happened. It hasn't.
No, we definitely would have heard about
that
it.
That scenario has never happened in real life.
Yeah. What yeah. a wild string of events.
And to go to that, also to go to that when you're like 9.
Right.
You're like, what?
She said 8th grade, so she was 13, 14?
I still remember mine. Wait. Like going to them. I don't think they're probably around anymore because everybody's like, this is nuts.
Dude, that's a lot.
But I wrote down, I'm going to find one to go
okay.
to. Yeah.
I don't think I want to go to one.
Nah, I probably could sit that one out. Pass. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll do one tire pump and then we'll get to the gas, baby.
All right, deal.
This is a good one. The tire pump is a little trying to get a little bit of ego boost, a little bit of a shot of dopamine, sneak it in on the side.
I haven't read this one yet either.
All right, you want to hit it?
Yes, and we'll keep it anonymous. Yeah. Hi, gentlemen. Love listening to your pod every Wednesday at my job on Spotify, and then I go to YouTube on Thursday and Friday and rewatch my favorite parts. Ooh, and we love that.
And girl, now you a part of the episode
yes,
today.
Thank you.
Today is your day.
And my tire pump, I would say it's 80% feel good and 20% wanting that tire pump.
Okay.
That's the same. That's 100%.
Yeah, it's 100%. I think 80% just helping others.
Okay.
Maybe.
Sure. We'll give her that.
All right.
My church had a police appreciation event and asked people
Republican church.
And asked people to make desserts for them. I love to bake and decorate desserts. Okay. I even ordered police themed cookie cutters especially for the event.
Well, I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to make it.
I know where you're going to go with that. We'll keep going. I think that police are out there risking their lives for us.
Agreed.
And deserve so much appreciation no
Agreed.
Matter what.
100%.
But I wanted people to talk about
police how... Police appreciation at the church is wild.
Yeah.
Let it go.
But I wanted people to talk about how great the cookies looked.
Oh,
and
yeah. Yeah, there it is.
I mean, I make a mean sugar cookie. So yeah. If you want me to send you guys some, let me know where I can send them to.
We 100% do.
Yep. And I got so many compliments on them and even posted them on Facebook to show the people who weren't at the event. And to add on,
they posted them on Facebook. Has nothing to do with anything. It doesn't help in any way.
It doesn't help the cause.
No, the cops are there.
Right,
they already there. Yeah,
they don't follow you.
You're putting them on Facebook to be like, hey,
look at what I did.
All right, keep going.
And to add on, I have a friend who is a police officer for the big city close to my town. So I made extra and gave them to him to bring to the station because I wanted more tire pumping. But in all honesty, my mom is from Georgia, so I get it from her side. Baking for others is how I show my love.
Yeah. And receive love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show it and get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get that. You see, you've ever had somebody do something so generous and benevolent for you because you'd never imagined the other side.
Mm.
You never imagined that they were you're like, this is the nicest thing anyone has ever done for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you eat one of those cookies and you're like, this is incredible. And then you get on Facebook and you see the post and you're like, that's why she did it. Yeah. But she's being honest about it.
I love it.
And everybody wins with the cookies. Everybody wins with the cookies and she's being honest about it. It's freaking great.
I do love a sugar cookie.
On my website, there's a P.O. box.
Oh, there you go.
She can say, yeah, they might sit. I would. They would sit
I was
in there.
Say, I don't know how you're going to do that.
I think I get the mail. Somebody gets that mail.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Okay.
Maybe once. Yeah, that'd be fine.
That'd be good then.
Yeah, shoot them to the P.O. box, baby. Yeah. Bro, it's time to do it. This is the first time this guy has ever made any kind of appearance whatsoever. And how did this happen?
Well, we were sent a bunch of his content, obviously.
Or how did the connection happen?
Then we had him on, we featured it and talked about it and loved it and posted the clips and they took off. And then he DM'd and was like,
he reached out.
Hey, I'm coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted to just reach out and say what's up.
And we've posted, we've had 55 episodes of this podcast. We have posted a lot of clips. That doesn't give it away.
Mm-hmm.
But who's coming in here today and is going to perform live.
Yeah.
The devil ain't got no riz. The devil's been lame since day one. Mitchell Ferguson is in the house.
Yes, sir.
He is here in the house. We were both like giddy.
Yeah,
we've interviewed a lot of people,
dude. It's so amazing.
And we go, dude, what is this guy's deal? I think, we got to talk to him. You connected with him in the DMs,
yeah.
And my man came through.
Yeah. And it really was like, yeah, come in. We'll just have a conversation and kind of see where things go. And he is awesome.
It's fun chat.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I've ever met. I'm meeting the person as the podcast is meeting him.
Right.
I don't know. Everybody else, for most part, we got a Matt Rife. We didn't. I met him the day before.
Right.
No one has been blind.
Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. And then he cause I go, is he going to bring his guitar? And then you go, well, I asked him to.
Yeah.
But if somebody may or may not do that, you know, and then he showed up with the guitar. I go, oh, we're doing it.
Yeah. I wanted to have him play in studio. Cause I was like, that's how this whole thing happened. Like, I love the whole trill song thing. We've had a blast with it.
Had to
get it in studio and we did.
And it's going to be in, unfortunately or fortunately, it's going to be in your head for the next 3 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. Mitchell Ferguson, here he is, baby. Let's go. Now, he's not the most famous person on earth, but every ear has heard Chris Tomlin.
And every tongue like has confessed.
That's like a Bible verse, dude.
Every tongue will confess the sauce of Chris Tomlin. The Tomlin sauce.
We're always trying to find, like, we're not trying to find anything, but like, you know, we're not critical of like church and mega pastors and people doing the most.
Yeah.
We talk about that a lot in here. I don't think we're going yet, but
we are.
Oh, we are. Okay. With the people doing the most, but then there are some guys that you're like, wait, I think he might be good.
Yeah.
Maybe. And you're like, I think. But like the guys like, Michael W. Smith, I was like, this guy's like my dad.
Yeah.
Or like Chris Tomlin. It's like every time I see him, he's the nicest guy in the world. Kind. He's like, how you doing? He's like, me and my wife watch all your stuff. And you're like, man, this guy might be the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might be a human.
It could.
This could be a human being.
Yeah. And then he pulls around and he has an assistant pull around a Tesla.
Here.
I'm like, oh, yeah. No, I don't think he does. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. The Riz God himself. Mitchell Ferguson is in the house, man. And I would like to say, good to see you, my man.
Good to see you too, bro.
I think this is the first time we've ever, I am meeting the guest as live.
Yeah.
With everyone.
Real time.
Real time. We're doing
this right now.
Anybody ever says anything to me about the podcast, it's about this guy.
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah, a lot.
Which is wild. You wrote these. Well, I mean, how did we? I think I got sent it 100 times.
Yeah,
and you got sent it.
Still, people who haven't like watched those episodes for us are still sending us the videos
over and over again.
Yeah, that's awesome to see. How did it start?
It was just an idea. Just one day at home, just was farting around.
What was the idea?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, this would be funny, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Devil Ain't Got No Riz. I think that was the first one. There's a Christian rapper, Scooty Wop, who's got a song called Spin Back.
You know, we don't know Scooty Wop.
We're unfamiliar.
Scooty Wop goes hard.
Putting us on.
Dude.
Let's get into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there's a producer of his, Quentin Koblentz.
Oh,
He took one of his songs and turned it into like a praise and worship version.
Oh,
using the lyrics from one of his tunes. And right. I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So I just started writing it. And
well, we've talked about this before, is that every piece of good that has come from the internet or creativity comes from that. It's not people like, dude, I'm going to do like a viral, like, it's just like a guy. That's how all my videos, I was like, I don't really care if this goes or doesn't go. This is just a funny thing and you can watch it. And we know that I go, we don't know you. And I asked before he came in here, I go, he's like on the team, right? Like, is he like a believer? And we go, I think so. Because he wouldn't be making these like, with jokes about it.
Right.
He knows enough about it to know what a worship song is.
It feels like you gotta be on the team to
that's what
have
everybody
that
asked.
Level of nuance.
Yeah, everybody asked about me.
Yeah.
When I first started.
I mean, both of my parents are worship ministers. I grew up.
Deep in the game.
My dad hit me up and he was like, 20 years ago, you performed at the Southern Baptist Convention doing a mini musical called every other Saturday about a divorce, and I was the kid in between the parents. And I sang every other Saturday 20 years ago, SBC. So
really, that's the big one.
It was. I know it was in Phoenix. I don't know if that's where
the meeting
is. Is that the big meeting?
Gosh,
yeah.
So well, it's
grew up deep in it,
deep in the game. Yeah,
and I'm part of the team.
Yeah,
it's. And that was one of the things I wanted to be intentional about writing it was like, because
he says the word intentional. So we know he's in.
Yep.
Yeah. We know. Yeah. It's a buzzword. Everybody goes ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
He's got the intention.
Yeah.
No, but I wanted to, when I wrote it, I was like, I want the lyricism of this to be a positive message.
Yeah.
Just in a language that you might not understand.
Well, but the theology of it is lines up.
It's sound.
Yeah, sound theology. Yeah, it's just in phrasing that is a little, but I would imagine people are playing it in church.
I'm getting sent more and more videos, and I think most of the time it's youth pastors that are like trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But I do see people, you know, at home in their own moment, like
I listen to it.
Thank you.
I listen to it for real.
And I'm seeing more and more comments come in. And that's been so amazing watching the comment section of people like, one, there's definitely people that think that it's blasphemous. Mm-hmm. And then
we knew that. I knew that that wasn't what this was. I didn't know. Yeah.
Well,
and
I think anybody that gets it.
Yeah.
You know, because if you dissect and translate what I'm saying, if you don't understand it, it's nothing negative. It's all positive messages about God. But
did you anticipate it being this big, like getting this much of a pop?
And that's what I listened back on y'all's episodes that y'all shared these songs before. And I so appreciated you saying that about how
I don't remember. I wasn't.
You were talking about. You know, I wasn't trying to do something.
Oh, yeah, we said this before.
Yes. And it's so funny. Anytime with any piece of content or any song that I make, if I spend more time on it, it's probably not going to do as well as me just farting into a microphone.
Yeah. If you had hit like a whole campaign around it, it would have been like, not into this then. I don't like how this is going. But the fact that it was just like, this is the song. Here it is.
Yeah,
love it or hate it, take it or leave it.
That's probably a message to everybody that's listening, creative or not. Is it like everybody's like, I want to, whatever, go viral or be popular or make money or like, all right, if all that was out the door and you woke up this morning and you were free to make whatever you want, what would you want to make?
Right,
and then let that be your guiding light,
and it'd probably do better than the other.
Way better. Yeah. The stuff you tried to manufacture.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I wonder if there's like a Vanilla Ice type he's trying to do his own real music, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been.
They're like, dude, do the real. You're like, no.
Oh, bro. Yeah. A million percent. Yeah,
like, play Ice Ice Baby. You're like, dude, I'm different.
It was four projects ago.
Play the hits. That's been so hilarious. Once it started doing well on Instagram and whatnot, I threw them up on streaming services, and Trill Song has four times as many monthly listeners as I do currently.
Hey, praise God.
Dude, absolutely. That's what I want everybody to get
but
straight.
But also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll... Hopefully, if you're listening to that stuff, please check out my I don't want to say real music because this is real. It does exist.
Well, is the song that's played live, right?
Which?
Whatever's on Spotify. Or is that, it's like.
Yeah. So
it's kind of welcoming everybody to church, right?
Yeah.
So that's real.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Wow. Yeah. That was a service.
Wow. That was a real service.
You just weren't there. It was. You know, just me and my wife at home. And,
Yeah. Welcome.
Two or more.
Rounding up.
Yeah. Rounding up. And it's so hilarious. We've just been, I've been working on a record for a year and a half now. And, you know, full on production, everything about it. I fart this thing out on GarageBand in like 30 minutes and it does better than anything I've ever released. Which is great.
And then love it. But there's how many songs are there?
Currently there's three on streaming services, but I've put out, I think five or six.
Yeah.
But Devil Ain't Got No Riz, Bussin' and Gas. Those are the, those are the singles.
Undefeated track list right there.
It's a full, somebody commented, they were like, we are one song away from a full worship set. I was like, if we just vamp, we could make it three songs, dude. Like, it'd be easy.
Just drag it out. Well, you have, nice 40.
What's the caption of it? Gen Z had worship songs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gen Z writing praise and worship music.
Yeah, that's like, all right. Songs. So you need to hit what? You need to hit Cap, Sus.
Riz, of course.
Riz.
Bussin.
Mm-hmm.
Bussin. What are the other? Anyone?
Mid.
Mid.
Yeah, mid. Slaps.
Yeah. Because didn't Dave Portnoy, he said mid, and they were like, dude, you too old for that.
Yeah.
Didn't he, right?
Yeah.
He's like,
he missed that boat.
He said mid sincerely.
Yeah.
And then it was Schultz. He goes like, hey, dude, did you just say mid? Or did he make fun of somebody else for saying mid?
I don't remember.
But yeah.
But don't do that.
Don't do it. We try to do Gen Z Home Depot employee. Because we're on the road, I have a Home Depot apron,
and you pulled out the tip.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be like a. I was like, it's so stupid, but I thought it was just. Speaking of, like, we're on the road, we're in Boise, Idaho. We have nothing to do. I bring this apron. We have our camera guy. Uh-huh. I'm like, dude, let's go. I thought about this idea of like, I thought of the tip thing, and then I thought Portland Home Depot employee, uh-huh. which, and then I thought Gen Z Home Depot employee. And he goes, hey, I'm looking for a cap, like a plumber. He goes, I have this plumbing pipe, this PVC pipe, I need a cap. I was like, oh, no cap. He's like, no, I need a cap. It's just so stupid.
Oh, but it's great.
First base. So yes,
exactly.
Stupid.
He's on first. Yeah,
he's like,
exactly.
There, it's aisle 10, no cap. No, I need a cap. Are you, do you cap? And it's like, it's the dumbest.
I have a headache.
No, I'm not it's capping.
I'm not capping. Yeah. But have you got any offers to go play it anywhere?
No, I've had some people reach out to link up and, you know, talk, which thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But my dad is certain. He's like, watch this summer as summer camps start. I promise you.
Oh yeah.
You know, and we'll to be determined, but, not yet, but I'm not opposed to it, I guess.
Taking it out on the road?
Yeah, dude. When did music become a part of your life?
I mean, dude, my whole life. So both of my parents are the career worship leaders. My mom's a pianist. My dad's a music minister. Yeah. And oh, yeah. So
you're deep.
Where, Wednesday night. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You did. Playing in church.
Yeah. Yeah. Church choir tours. All that, dude.
Oh, yeah. Baptist?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, yeah. Dallas.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, you're in deep. Yeah, Baptist Church in Dallas. Those are the big ones.
Yeah.
There's no Baptist church less than 5,000 people in Dallas.
That's the prereq.
Yeah,
you got to be 5K.
That's a church plan. Yeah, that's a start.
See, it's a decent start, 5K. Yeah.
But there's that, but they're also like, you know what? I feel like you know what good music is.
I would hope so.
You know, like if it's sad, you're like, hey, this is like, I mean, I've heard some music is like, you're like, it's a funny kind of angle at it, but it's good. It's like quality music. Yeah. And that's why everybody's like singing it.
That's why I love that you're like, I don't want to say like real music. Like that is, that 100% right. is. It's great.
And I'm seeing more and more comments coming in of people like, I know this is humorous, but I'm not kidding. I would attend church more frequently if it were like this. And that's a crazy conversation for, you know, the people that think that it's blasphemous or whatever. Yeah. It's like, well, even though there's a comedic element about this, it's resonating with somebody.
What's
on
the
a
make of it.
Yeah.
It's like, tell me I'm not feeling the spirit to this right now.
Right.
Tell me I'm not.
I am.
Well, yeah, I think it goes, if you're like, I'm just going to write something and see, you can tell you do like, was it Ernest? Or I think it was somebody telling us that Ernest, our buddy, is a songwriter. Yeah. And
love
he was
him.
With, a good buddy of ours, and he was with Morgan or something playing golf, and he had pitched him a song the day before or 2 days before, and they were out on the golf course, and then he heard Morgan singing, and he goes, yeah, we got one.
Mm-hmm.
He never said anything about is this going to relate, or am I going to cut this track, or is this good? But if you like, I still sing it.
Yep. Like it was just in his head the next day.
Yeah.
And that's how they knew it was
a hit. That's what the devil ain't got no riz. I've been singing that
all the time. I'll wake up
never
and
never ain't got no riz. Yeah.
It's great.
I say, run that back, dude. Yeah.
I need to hear your cover.
I mean, obviously you had a TikTok. So did you put it up, and then you're out doing whatever and you look back at your phone and you go, oh, like, when did you know, oh, we might have something here?
I mean, this is like the first piece of, I've been making music for, you know, 5-6 years full time. And this is the first piece of content that's done as well as it has.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, I started getting all these notifications and was like, oh, wow. And it is funny how Instagram is typically late to everything, because it started doing well on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks later, it started
coming to Instagram.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. TikTok, it'll just go.
Yeah.
And then,
but I've noticed it'll go and then it'll just stop.
Yeah.
Whereas Instagram, I don't know. I feel like it.
Good point.
It's been
a little slower burn.
Yeah. And then you put it over on Facebook and then they all come burn your house down.
Right. Yeah.
That, let's see, that a combination of that song and TikTok is like, oh, this is for TikTok.
Yeah.
This is what this app is for.
Sure.
Perfect.
Oh.
Perfect combination. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you based out of right now?
Dallas.
You're still there. Cool.
D-Town.
Nice. Yep. Do you get up here much?
I'm trying to get up here more frequently. I love it, dude. Every time I'm here, not to be just like the basic Nashville visitor, but God, I love it.
Hey, you got some canvas Air Force Ones. Mm-hmm. Carhartt tie dye, mm-hmm. and a whiskey jam, a full beard, and a whiskey jam hat.
Yeah. Look,
that's
you're here, bro.
You're it. Yeah. He lives on the couch. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Wait, when you played whiskey jam?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Not that song.
No, not yeah, Trill song. And I think it was out. Devil Ain't Got No Riz had been out, and we contemplated like, all right. If somebody starts yelling for it,
I would have been there, dude. If I would have been there. Yeah, I would have been there. Yeah.
And we've yet to play it at any shows yet, but I have contemplated like ours. Like, what if it was like Mitchell Ferguson featuring Trill Song? Like, what's his name? Earl Dibbles Jr.
Well, that started, you know, Larry the Cable Guy started like that.
Really?
Because we told the story before. He would call the radio stations and it'd be like, when he was his name's Dan Whitney.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to promote his shows. He's like, man, I'm coming down there. I'm going to get up out of my grandma, farted into whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not a good impersonation. But then he would do his show as Dan Whitney. He goes, I got this guy with me. His name is Larry the Cable Guy. I'm going to go back and get him.
Oh my gosh.
He would go back, put on a flannel cutoff, come back out. And then he couldn't follow it. The artist of Dan Whitney couldn't follow Larry the Cable Guy. And then like 2 weeks later on the marquee, it just said Larry the Cable Guy.
Wow.
And that's how he became Larry the Cable Guy.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I think
if that's forecasting. Yeah.
Wait, so what kind of shows are you guys doing? Are you doing like bar shows?
Yeah. I mean, I would say over the last.
You got to get that in. Dude.
Oh,
I think you think that people are not going to think are going to receive that well, but they
Whiskey
will.
Jam would have went up.
Yeah.
I think that would have done it, dude. Well, if I was there, I would have lost
on
my
video.
Mind.
I would have got, you would have called me, dude. Get down.
Yeah, I would have been like, he's here, bro. He's playing. And you would have known who I was talking about.
Say less.
Oh, maybe that's one that we start sneaking. Say less.
Oh, that'd say be less.
Good. Ooh, nice.
Ooh. Say less.
Yeah.
Say less.
There it is, right.
So if you say, hey, you know, we there, you know, it just seems like it may have gotten some traction online, but there's a song that we, it's Band Trill song. I'm going to go back and I'm going to get it and then you just come put on a hat and come back out. Yeah.
Just turn the same hat around.
Yeah. Easy.
Just backwards.
Now, what is the, who came up with Trill song?
That was me. I was like, what should we call this? I wanted to make it a play on, you know, at first I was like Stephen Curtis Stratman, which dude,
I love that
Stephen Curtis Chapman commenting no cap, That just, we broke the simulation.
I think that's like, that is the equivalent to accepting Christ. I think it's like immediate salvation, validated.
Dude,
we're straight good. To the like fast pass front of the line type thing, I think.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Curtis Stratman.
Yeah, is dude. Nuts. Keep that dude. Thing on him, bro.
That's like what he responded.
Yeah, he commented. He commented no cap with the cap emoji. Unreal, bro.
That is when that's where like, hey, we're done. We're done.
We did it. Yeah.
We could call it.
Yeah.
Cash the check.
When you make, I make a joke about whoever in country music or whatever, and then they go, that's hilarious. You go, I don't, this is,
did it.
The whole world is aligned.
Yeah.
Gosh. That's a, yeah. Well, the Hills, so everybody knows, I think everybody knows Hillsong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Trillsong is, again, it's a very fine line because you're not saying that is, you're against that. You're just saying this is a funny take.
Yeah.
On that exists. Everybody knows of that. This.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that people get it immediately. Like, I love that it's like, I know exactly what this is.
Well, I mean, if you grew up in church and going and, you know, and especially the world of CCM, I mean, dude, it's
contemporary Christian music.
Yes. How quickly these tracks are, I'm able to build them. I mean, it's like, all right, we put a little spacey guitar, a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of sauce.
Oh, it exposes it a little bit.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But you know what's so interesting is once I started doing more of it and just kind of diving into people's responses, dude, I started listening back to like the old Wednesday night bangers, bro.
Oh, the hits.
Switchfoot, come on, dude.
That irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. They're touring that. It's 20 years since that. Yeah. How old are you?
Wow. 29.
Yeah, that's 20 years since the Beautiful Let
Beautiful Let Down. Yeah, and they just re-recorded it. I just found out about that yesterday. Just like Taylor Swift did Taylor's version. Yeah. It's
same
Switchfoot,
type
our
thing.
Version. It's
minus Scooter Braun. Yeah, same type thing. Yeah. Well, has anybody, I mean, it's the internet, and the internet's not really real, I guess. Same with TikTok. Has anybody like questioned your faith?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of people.
Yeah, that always happens. It's always, this is hilarious. This is amazing. This guy, and then somebody comes. It's usually, when I post something, it's the day three.
Yeah.
When it starts to, day one, it's kind of getting off its feet. Day two, super viral. Day three, somebody comes in and takes the legs out.
That's when it's reaching people outside of your,
that's
your followers. It's getting to the outside.
What do they say?
Yeah. I mean, just like, how could you do this? How can you say, you know, these curse words? and yeah, like, what's your intention? There's a lot of people that have shared it and used it in videos use it in a comedic sense and been like, hey, I'm just interested to know, are you a believer?
If I'm going to put this on my church or whatever, are you on the team?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of what I asked.
Yeah.
Which, most of the reception has been beautiful and nothing but kind, but there's certainly some... There's some guy that started commenting on my other videos that were not Trillsong that was why don't you just go make some more fake worship song to promote your own music, clown, you know? Yeah.
Clown dude, emoji.
Got you.
Yeah.
Slam, dude.
Yeah. Slam. That stuck. I'm still thinking about it. Can't get it out of my head, bro. Well,
I think somebody, we just got back from a weekend on the road and somebody had some critical comments about my show this weekend. And I was talking with my girlfriend and I go, well, I kind of like the message of this is not totally off base, but I go, but I also am not with you publicly calling me, like, you're not here for solutions. So to dig, what he was saying was not true, but, and I could easily explain it to him, but this is on Twitter. I go, I'm not even responding to this.
Exactly.
And explain, like, you don't really need to.
And it's like,
what level of Christian do you have to be for them to be like, this is good?
Right.
Like, that's the tricky part.
Exactly. And then you get to the question of what is the levels of Christianity? You know what I mean? Yeah. Are there any?
Yeah, we talked about that levels. Many times in here. Yeah.
You know,
like, so they go, well, what are, well, do you Do you drink? Do you cuss in your person? And you're like, all right, we're not doing this. And whatever this piece of content, you just, it's, you can interpret it how you want.
And there's, I'm tempted sometimes to respond, but I'm like, I don't even want to open this rabbit hole, especially over like just a textual response, you know. Maybe it would land if I was making a video response or something, but I've just kind of let it, I don't know, I'm just kind of letting it ride for the most part. I might end up addressing some of the comments at some point, but I think the people that get it. And
yeah.
And I think that's just kind of the case with.
Have you done anything like this? Like, have you like been interviewed anywhere or anything like this?
About
this stuff?
Yeah. No, not yet. Y'all are the first.
Yeah, we got the exclusive, baby.
Bro. Yeah. The Trill Song exclusive.
Well, I think it's, I'm asking because it's like now knowing you for how long you've been here, it's like, oh, you seem like a great guy. Like, I'm sure once people see more of this type of stuff from you, it's like, oh, great. Not only do I love the music, but also he's a great dude.
Oh,
I'm thinking if you were like, you looked at the brochure for the whatever, what's the big conference in Christianity these days?
Not Passion. Is Passion still a thing?
I don't know. I don't want to. Right, yeah. Andrew says, yeah. Andrew's not a, yeah. So if you go, who's on there these days? Like Joel Osteen or not Joel Osteen, but the big, and you go, and I saw his face with, Devil Ain't Got No Riz. Everybody would go, I know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Put that guy. I'd go to that. I want to see that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd pull up to Passion for that in a heartbeat.
But listen, here's the thing we got to figure out. What kind of price are we going for?
Mm.
What's the price?
Yeah.
Hmm.
For Trill Song.
Mm. Oh, no.
Full band?
Dude, absolutely full band. Full band, tracks, in-ear monitors, pyro. Video screens. Pyro. Absolutely pyro.
Pyro.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Pyro,
yeah.
Live animals.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Nativity. Yeah. Bro, it's on.
July show, nativity scene. Why not?
I would go, if it had like the Dove Awards or something like that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. People keep tagging the Dove Awards. I'm like, please. What I really want to have happen is I want this to chart so bad. I think that would be so great.
Oh yeah. No, we've had they're not parody songs, but we've had songs chart.
Really?
On the Christian charts, yeah. We got up to number 2. I have like a rap song.
Really?
And I'm putting out another one like this summer.
Bro.
Yeah. But
I need that heat.
It will go. I'm just saying.
You keep a 16 on you.
No, yeah.
Always.
I keep a 16 on
you. All right, what should we do? You want to play one?
Yeah, could you play us one and play us out?
Yeah, dude.
How does it work with audio? Do I put this?
We'll set them up. Yeah, we'll cut for a quick sec. We'll get it set up and we'll make it look good. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming by, brother.
Dude, all thanks for having me.
Success to you.
Where can people find your stuff? Not just the Trill Song stuff, your stuff too.
Yes, Mitchell Ferguson. That's on Spotify, iTunes, LimeWire, all the above. Nice. If anybody's still on LimeWire.
Anyway, is it on LimeWire?
No, I don't think LimeWire exists anymore.
And back at Whiskey Jam soon.
Yes, hopefully.
We'll talk to Ward. We'll talk to Ward.
Yeah. Ward's awesome, man. We had a great time playing.
Yeah, Ward's the man. Yeah, but who was down there?
Say what?
Who was down there that night?
Last night, the night we played, it was us and there were like
a bunch of people. Yeah.
But last
night, it's a special show.
It is. Yeah. Last night we went and it was a bunch of Texas folks that we know, which was cool.
Nice.
But yeah, Mitchell Ferguson, Instagram, Facebook, all the things.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's do it. How about Devil Ain't Got No Riz? You know, it's so lit right now. The devil ain't got no riz. Devil better get back. I'ma hit him with the blicky, cause he don't know me like that. Devil better get back, cause I got God with me. Straight facts, no cap. He gon' do it again, trying to make your boy sin. But the devil ain't got no riz, no way, no how. He's bringing me down, cause the devil been a lame since day one. Sing it with us. Yeah, the devil ain't got no riz. Devil been a lame since day one. Yeah, the devil ain't got no riz. The devil been a lame since day one. And they all kind of fit into each other, too. So you can fit like,
When the world is mid, you are gas, you are gas, you hit different. Yes, you slap, yes, you slap. I will clap back on the devil, cause he's always acting sus, cause it's giving sanctuary when you're vibing here with us.
No. Come down for the altar call.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive. I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.